Letitia, L-A-T-S-H-A, Kattner, K-A-T-T-N-E-R. Ms. Kattner comes, is a chief complaints, bladder pains, flank pain, right side, history of recurrent urinary tract infection, history of urethral mesh placement and a sling because of incontinence. Patient is a 48-year-old woman. She's in sales. She has two children, has had two pregnancies. She drinks very little, doesn't smoke, lives with her husband. Last period was 8/5/2024. She's definitely not pregnant. She comes in today complaining of above-mentioned symptoms, has had no fever, chills, some right-sided pain, but not consistent with CBA tenderness. This has been going on since last week or this week, but has gotten worse today, period. In a paragraph, her heart rate is 119. She says her heart rate usually it's in the one low 100, but the 119 is higher than it's been recently, period. She's allergic to ceftonir, COVID immunization, non-medication, omeprazole 40 milligram, Wellbutrin 150 SR, both one today, medical problems, migraine, headache, anxiety, depression, kidney stone, has had history of reflux in the past, recurrent urinary tract infection, surgery, tubal ligation, cholecystectomy, fractured right arm, breast reduction, and urethral mesh placement, period. Family history, dad's okay, mom has heart disease, she smokes and has history of lung disease, period. New paragraph, she's alert, she's awake, she's in no distress, she's not septic, 189 pounds, 96%, 98.4, 18, 119, 150 over 80. Heart positive, small positive, breast two lungs, abdomen is soft, there's tenderness motor over the right flank, there's definitely not any evidence of appendicitis, negative McBurney sign, no tenderness in the lower abdomen, there's no radiation of the pain, neurological non-focal, skin shows no rash, oral mucosa is well hydrated. Urine UA shows trace intact blood, no leukocytes, and specific gravity is 10-20. Ultrasound of the abdomen shows, of course, absent gallbladder. The kidney does not have any hydronephrosis. I don't see any evidence of stones in the kidneys, but a CT is a much better way to ascertain that. Spleen looks normal. Assessment number one, patient says that she passed frank blood the other day, a couple of days ago. She's not bleeding currently. Her bladder is quite contracted after she gave a urine sample, but cannot rule out thickened bladder wall. Would treat as urinary tract infection. Unfortunately, with allergy to ceftonir, I can't give her any Rocephin. I'm going to treat her with Cipro 500 twice a day, Peridium because of bladder spasm and bladder pain, and Bentol for as an antispasmodic, period. New paragraph, she's going to the emergency room if she's not better in the next 4 hours. New paragraph, she'll go to the emergency room if she develops fever, chills, increased tenderness despite the medication because that could be a sign of pyelonephritis. And or any increased pain. Next number, if she'll go to the emergency room if she has pain in the right lower quadrant, which at this time she does not. Also, she will call me tomorrow to give me a report as what's going on with her. Findings discussed with patient at length before leaving the office. Next number, history of migraine headaches. Next number is depression stable. Next number is anxiety stable. Next number is migraine headache stable. Next number is tachycardia, needs further evaluation when her condition stabilizes. Next number has not had any significant weight loss consistent with hyperthyroidism. Nevertheless, we need to do blood tests and look into that when her condition stabilizes. Thank you.